Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Thanks for listening to The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome into the final hour of The Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker along with TV legend Fred Rogan.
You know, it's very kind when you call me a legend. Fred, man, that makes me feel old.
But it's just true. I mean, forget about the work that you do, which is still superb, but the longevity of a career. I mean, it's unbelievable. And always great to be on the radio with you.
Rob, can I tell you something?
Yep.
When you say, you know, legend, it got me to thinking. Do you know my first job in TV, the cameras were black and white?
Were they really?
They were. Yuma, Arizona.
In Yuma, Arizona. And did you have to write your own copy, work the set the camera up? I mean, what was the newsroom like 41 years ago?
Well, oh, no, this was longer than 41 years
ago. Oh, that's right,
ago.
Right, because you've been here, right, 41
No,
years.
I started in Globe, Arizona as a disc jockey. Uncle Fred, the kiddie's friend, the ambassador of mirth and merriment, a ray of sunshine in your otherwise dreary day.
Is that what the show you did, a kiddie show on the weekend?
No, I did an overnight top 40 disc jockey show, and I was the play-by-play announcer for the local high school team, the Globe Tigers. Then I moved to Yuma, Arizona, where I worked for K-Blue Radio 56, and I was Fred Rogan with another biscuit from the ever-loving oven of hits. I was on 10 to 3 playing music, and I did the play-by-play for the Kofa Kings, and they had a TV station in Yuma, and I went in and I said, hey, you know what? I'd like to try out to be on TV. Now, keep in mind, I had 6 months of junior college, so I had no formal education.
Right.
I got into radio, then I got into TV in Yuma, and I said, I'd like to try out to be on TV. And they looked at me and they said, this is Yuma, Arizona. We don't let people try out to be on TV.
Right.
You are on TV.
Well,
that's how I got on. And
really?
I got paid $5 a day. I got $750 a month to do radio and $5 a day to do TV. That's how I started.
What year was that?
My God, it was 78?
$5 a day.
$5 a day because the radio was worth more.
And you did sports on this channel?
Oh, yeah. When I started, since I had no training, I would write scripts the size of novels because I had no idea how long anything was. There was no teleprompter, so you'd memorize the whole thing. And I would sit there and do this every night. We made our own graph. I took pictures from Sports Illustrated.
Right, right.
And then took a photograph of them and made them graphics from so I could put them behind me. And from there, I went to Austin, Texas, KVUE, the ABC affiliate there, where I covered the University of Texas for a year. Then back to Phoenix, where I went to junior college, and I worked at then KTAR, now KPNX, which is the NBC affiliate. And I got to Los Angeles in 1980.
Wow.
Yeah, I was 23 when I got to L.A. At that point, I was the youngest guy to ever actually sit on the anchor desk. I did the weekends, but sit on the anchor desk in Los Angeles TV.
Real quick, because Fred's been at KNBC for 41 years, how did you get that job, Fred? How in the world did they hire the second largest TV market in the country? Am I right? New York, L.A.,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. At 23... I feel you because I was a daily news sports writer at the biggest paper in the country at 22, so I know, but how did you get your gig?
Okay, so when I was at NBC in Phoenix, all of the NBC affiliates had this internal news service. It was then called NPS, the National Program Service. And if you did a story anywhere in the country working for NBC, you could submit it to the NPS feed. And you got paid, I think, $100 for each story they took. Well, as I was in Phoenix doing all of these crazy stories, which I've done throughout my tenure in television, NPS kept buying them, and they kept putting them on this feed. And I was the top contributor to the NPS feed for over a year. What I didn't realize was that KNBC in Los Angeles was running a lot of those stories because they're kind of evergreen, they were fun, they were, kind of goofy.
Right, they look at them, sure, throw them on there, right.
So they would run them on their newscasts. So then when they had an opening and they needed a weekend guy, they called me.
Wow.
And said, we've been running your stories. Would you like to come out? And the funny thing about it was, so I came out and I interviewed. And then I flew back to Phoenix and I had no idea what was going to happen. The guy calls me on the phone. His name was Irwin Sofchick, then the news director. And he says, Mr. Rogan, if you accept our offer, I went, I accept.
You didn't even know what it was.
I had no idea what they were paying me.
He could have said $4 a day. I accept. Whatever it is, I'm good.
Right, and that's how I ended up in L.A.
Wow, unbelievable. And you know what, Fred? You've had a very long, successful career, but as we switch over, the last time the Cowboys were good, it was probably when you were making $5 an hour. I mean, it's been a while now, Fred. And we're going to focus in on the Dallas Cowboys as we move forward. And I don't know, Fred, coming into this year, the NFC East is like a layup, right? There are no good teams. Am I right? This should be, when I say no good team, Washington has a great defense.
Ron Rivera's done a good job in Washington.
He has, but they have a good defense. The Giants aren't that good. Philadelphia is not that good. The Cowboys should win the division. Am I right or wrong? They got all this firepower.
They have firepower, so you think on paper they should win the division. So what's the problem?
But they got a quarterback problem.
No, they don't. They have a quarterback. Why is it a problem? He's healthy.
Well, he's coming off a major injury, and he's got a shoulder situation. Are you sure his shoulder's going to be okay? Is he going to be all right? Can he make it through the year?
I don't know. If I walk out of here and bump my knee, am I going to be able to walk? I don't know if he's going to make it through the year. I know this. He's had the procedure. He's had surgery. Yes, he has a shoulder. He will be ready to go. This is what makes me laugh about Dak Prescott. And we got to see this guy out there right now. Oh, it's going to be a problem. Look, it's a long season in the NFL. He doesn't need to worry about the preseason. Get his work in at practice, be healthy, then go out there week one and lead the team. This talk about, if he doesn't play in the preseason, that's going to be a bad sign.
I'm with you. I don't think it's the end of the world if they're trying to keep him healthy. My only issue is, as Warren Moon, who we just had on the Odd Couple, said, he hadn't played for a while. I mean, let's just be honest. It's been a while now. He had a horrific injury, right, that could have been way worse, Fred. When I first saw that, I didn't even know if he was going to play again. I didn't.
Right. No, I hear you. But, you know, he is working. And I know Warren said you got to be at game speed. He's been at game speed before. And maybe there'll be a little bit of rust. I don't think there's that much to be concerned about. I mean, the Cowboys, when you talk NFL, you talk Cowboys. They're on TV all the time because everybody wants to see them. Because they are and has inserted themselves as, with all due respect, America's team. I got it. It's a strong brand. It's good for the NFL when the Cowboys win. Got that too. Dak Prescott finally got paid. He's finally ready to go. And I don't think that you should put too much into the fact that maybe he's not going to play in the preseason. Should we be concerned? The only thing you got to, here's what I would be concerned about, is Mike McCarthy the guy to lead them? That's what I would say.
Well, I mean, after last year, he got off to a terrible start. And I think if they don't win the division, I don't know how he survives. I mean, it's laid out on a platter. And if things go awry, and you remember last year, Dak was putting up 400 or 500 yards a game, Fred. They were losing.
Right.
If it wasn't for a collapse by Atlanta, you remember Atlanta collapsed in that game? As we know, we've seen them choke down big leads. But if it wasn't for that, the Cowboys might have scored 40 points, put up 500 yards, and lost like 3 weeks in a row. That's how bad it was. And some of Dak's numbers, I thought, are inflated. Because they were down big because their defense couldn't stop anybody. So, you know, you play a little bit of different kind of defense, right, when a guy has to throw every down.
With the East the way it is, and Washington has a very good defense. Ron Rivera has done a good job building that defense. With the East the way it is, yeah, you would expect the Cowboys to win the division. But when it go back to Dak and then Mike McCarthy, you know, the trend in the NFL today is to hire a Sean McVay. Now, I don't base anything on age because it doesn't matter how old you are if you can do the job. But it's more a function of the way young people think compared to the old guard, the old regime. And you're seeing more of that in the National Football League today. So you have Mike McCarthy, had his years in Green Bay, hired by the Cowboys. He's an old school guy. And I think this is really going to be a test, no matter how Dak plays, of old school against new school, old thinking against new thinking, old approach against the way we do it today. Brandon Staley was the Rams defensive coordinator. He's now the coach of the Chargers. And the first thing he did is started to do things like Sean McVay did. Coaching Green Bay as a disciple of Sean McVay. Same thing. So I really think, Rob, with all of the focus on Dak, this is really going to come down to, is Mike McCarthy, and I don't have this answer, equipped to coach today's NFL with the way it needs to be done?
I think that's fair. I think that's why nobody jumped at him when he got jettisoned out of Green Bay. And he does have a Super Bowl in his back pocket, but that was 2010. It was 11 years ago, Fred, right?
Yeah.
It's a long time ago. The other thing is the Cowboys just haven't had success. Mostly because I think Jerry Jones runs it like a mom-and-pop store.
Sure.
And it's been 25 years since they've been to an NFC Championship game. Can you imagine when they had that Cowboys team that Fred was a dynasty and ran off 3 out of 4, that it would be 25 years later?
No.
Hard to imagine.
No, and here's the thing about Jerry Jones and the mom-and-pop shop. That works if you are up on current trends. You know, you need fresh blood. You need new ideas. You need different people that look at things differently. If you were hiring someone to be your assistant, you would not want that person to look at things exactly as you do. You would respect their opinion. You would get the final vote because you're in charge, but you would respect their opinion. And they would challenge you and may, in some ways, cause you to think differently. I think that's the issue with the Cowboys.
No doubt. All right, we want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox. Will the Cowboys have this big season and maybe get a chance to get to the Super Bowl? Is the drought going to be over? They got all these weapons. They say that Dak is going to be ready to go when the season starts. Or are you still not buying the Cowboys? Where are you on the Cowboys as we come up. This is a crossroads. They haven't made the playoffs the last couple of years. Are they going to make the playoffs? Do they have a chance at a championship? 877-996-6369. 877-99 on Fox. It is the Odd Couple. Rob Parker, Fred Rogan, in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay, America.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
877-99-ON-FOX is the telephone number. We want to hear from you. The Cowboys, are they finally going to get back to an NFC Championship game? Is this the year? Or is this going to be another bust year for the Cowboys, who haven't made the playoffs now in a couple of years? They have all the resources. They have all the weapons. They got a high-paid quarterback. They got a high-paid running back. I mean, what don't they have? Are you in or out on the Cowboys? 877-99 on Fox. Hey, Nick, our producer, will introduce the calls here. What's up, Nick?
What's going on, Rob? Let's go out to Jersey with Jay.
You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Rob? First-time caller. I'm a casual listener because I work a lot, so I just happen to be off tonight. Listening, long-time Cowboy fan.
Thank you so much for the support. We appreciate you. Go ahead.
Definitely. So I'll say the Cowboys will win in spite of. I don't think it'll be coaching. I don't think it'll be ownership. That's been the last 25 years as a longtime Cowboy fan. It'll be because of talent, and it's really if that O-line stays upright and Zeke looks as good as he's looking on those IG workout videos, then I think the team will be just fine. But if that line starts to act up again, the left tackle is pretty old. Martin got hurt last year. It'll be more of the same. Dak will be hurt again. And as far as McCarthy goes, your co-host who's filling in for Chris, yep. He hit it on the head. I've been saying it for a while that McCarthy is basically old school. He's outdated. And we all remember 3 years ago Aaron Rodgers said that and wouldn't call this so-called offensive guru play caller. He was changed his place. And then you remove him from the Packers, and they're in the NFC Championship game 2 years in a row. Even though they blew those games, Tom Brady seemed to play better. So I just see, in spite of, I see a wild card, if not first round bye, maybe. But I don't see NFC Championship game because of the coaching, and you still got Jerry Jones, who's a successful businessman, running it like a mom-and-pop shop.
No doubt. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 877-99 on Fox.
Howard in Harrisburg, you're on with the Odd Couple.
Hey, what's up, Rob? First time caller.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, I'm with the coaches on holding Dak back. I mean, I think that they're keeping this shoulder injury. They're keeping this info down. I'm pretty sure once the season starts, and if Dak's flowing like the first two or three games, then you'll hear what was really up with his shoulder. But I'm pretty sure these coaches keep this thing under wraps.
Yeah, I mean, they don't want to show their hand. There's no doubt about it. And I get why they might want to just hold him, you know, a little bit back and not put him out there. And God forbid, you know, he plays some meaningless preseason game and re-aggravates that shoulder or something, then you really got a mess. So I get what they're doing. 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you.
Let's go out to Bailey in Florida. Bailey, you're on with the Odd Couple.
Gentlemen, this is first time calling in. Favorite show on Sports Talk Radio, so I appreciate you taking my call.
Bailey, man, thank you. You made my day right there. Thank you so much. Thanks for the support. And we love having a first time. I'm glad you were able to get in.
Yes, sir. I was surprised I got through, so I'll be calling back again. But listen, I've been alive for 49 years, and I'm born and raised Cowboys fan from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So I'm the most hated man on my block.
I was going to say, I know they hate you in Philly, no doubt.
That's okay. I don't represent no Philadelphia teams except for the Flyers, but that's besides the point. Listen, the Cowboys need to get rid of McCarthy. The issue that we have as an organization is that Jerry Jones hires yes men. He doesn't want to have someone, just like your current partner that's filling in for Chris said, he doesn't want someone that has a different idea to be his support person or his coach. That's why we had to deal with Garrett for so long and his ineptitude of being able to move us off of 8-8, and that's why we're going to continue to struggle. I look forward to Dan Quinn being able to make the defense better. And I think that we can win the division, like the last caller said, in spite of the situation, not because of the situation.
If they don't win the division with the weak Giants, weak Eagles, and Washington with half a team, that says a lot if they don't win the division, won't it?
I think it definitely will. I think the only thing that we have that could make us lose the division is if Fitz Magic is Fitz Magic instead of Fitz Tragic.
Right, or Fitz Pumpkin, who he always turns into.
Exactly, because they have the defense to stop us. And if our defense can't stop them and we have to play them twice a year, and then we always split with the Eagles. If you look at that, every season we split with the Eagles, and we always play them at the end of the year. And that's always the battle is within the division at the end of the year and that last month of the year. We always have to run the gauntlet, and we consistently
right.
choke.
No doubt. Thanks for the call. Appreciate the support. 877-99 on Fox. We'll squeeze a few more in, Nick.
All right, we go to D.C., where Tony's there. Tony, you're on with the Odd Couple.
Yo, what's good, fellas? Rob, my man, 50 grand, the coolest dude in sports talk radio. It was a pleasure and an honor meeting you at TAP.
No, that was great, man. I appreciate you coming by and showing some love and support. That was very nice of you, Tony.
But look, my Cowboys, man, look. Like everybody's been saying, we got to win in spite of McCarthy. I mean, even when he's on this HBO show, his cussing sounds 50 years behind the time.
Right.
It's like he's just, you scallywags going to get out here and we're going to kick some butt. Let's do it. You know, it's just his even his vernacular is behind the time. And the big thing is our defense. No, it all starts with our defense. Are we going to give up 30, 40 points a game where Zeke becomes ineffective after the first quarter? We shall see. I like what Dan Quinn's doing. But, and you know, Jerry, to be as innovative as he is as a businessman, he's so behind the curve as far as hiring coaches.
Yep.
And it's just, you know, it's a shame. And hopefully, you know, we're going to lose a game or two that we should have won because of McCarthy. That's all I got to say. And Chris Broussard, you look old with your goatee off. You look 10 years older.
Yeah, he better put it back on. I know his wife ain't happy with him. Hey, Nick, squeeze one more in. What we got?
All right, we got Matt and Boulder. Matt, you're on with the Odd Couple.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, I'm just calling on behalf of all the 49er fans out there to say how much we love the Cowboys because they suck and everybody knows it. We miss Tony Romo because he was the most famous folder of all time. But now we're really up in here on the radio talking about whether the Cowboys can beat Ryan Fitzpatrick. Come on. This division sucks. That team sucks. The only guy older than Fitzpatrick is Mike McCarthy, and he's the only guy willing to play for Jerry Jones or coach for Jerry Jones. That
right.
team is so bad, they're going to fold when the cards are down, and everybody that's not a Cowboys fan loves to see it.
No doubt. That's a strong call there. I don't want to say, Nick, that Mike McCarthy's old, but I hear that they're moving his office to the cemetery. I'm sorry about that. Rob Parker, Fred Rogan, in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it's time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me riding.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
Hey, real quick, Rob, I want to know, who looks worse with no facial hair, Travis Kelce or Chris Broussard? Because my goodness.
You know what? That's a good question. I'm telling you, when Chris was on, you know, we do the Zoom or whatever, the FaceTime, and Chris came on the screen, and I saw him clean shaven. I was like, dude, you made a mistake. You got to put some facial hair. And now Fred Rogan's got the goatee. Fred, you like the goatee? You rocking the goatee?
I'm rocking the goatee for one reason, Rob. I'm tired of being soft.
Is that it?
Up. I want it from Fred. And I needed it, and I've got it.
And you got it now.
I'm not some soft guy anymore, Rob. I mean business.
I tell you what, Chris Broussard looks, I mean, Pillsbury Doughboy without this goatee on, Fred. You are on to something.
Well,
yes.
Listen, I appreciate that, but I got to be honest with you. The poor man's not here, and, man, you are just torpedoing him.
That's all right. You know, that's my guy. Real quick, all right, trolling and rolling. If Fred and Rob like the story I read, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
The New York Giants have been a disappointment in recent years. Even though they almost made the playoffs last season, the team still finished with a 6-10 record in the NFC East. Despite his lackluster performance, Giants owner John Mayer said GM David Gettleman is not on the hot seat. Rob, trolling or rolling, this year should be a make-or-break year for Gettleman.
I'm rolling with that.
They see me rolling.
Dude, he's made a lot of mistakes picking players in the situation and hiring coaches. I'm sorry, the Giants have been bad under Gettleman, and at some point, man, you gotta ante up. So I think he should be on the hot seat. I can understand why the owner is not saying it publicly, but I think Gettleman's on the hot seat.
Well, I've got to agree with you, Rob. I'm rolling
with
that.
So you're rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
Here's a bottom line. You know, the team is not there for its service to the community. The team is there to win. And they're not winning. And Gettleman has made some questionable decisions. There comes a point in time, you know, in business, it always comes down to this. Somebody tells you, nah, that's not a problem. Don't worry about it. It's not a problem until suddenly it becomes a problem. And when it does, changes occur. And I think that's kind of where the Giants are headed. It's not a problem until it becomes one. And this year, it could be one.
Trolling or rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Staying in the NFC East, the Eagles have a first-year head coach in Nick Sirianni, and even though he's not playing tonight, they might have found a franchise quarterback. Second-year quarterback Jalen Hurts has taken every first-team rep in practice, and nobody is interested in seeing backup Joe Flacco on the field as any type of long-term solution. Fred, trolling or rolling, Jalen Hurts can be the guy in Philly.
I got to roll with it.
They see me rolling.
Here's why. They're all in. They're all in on him. Now they've got to see what he can do. You know, when Carson Wentz was expelled, basically, and they went with Jalen Hurts, they threw everything in. They're in his bucket. Joe Flacco is there to say hello. Joe Flacco is there to keep everybody okay. Unlike the situation in Chicago with Andy Dalton, Joe Flacco will be there. He'll look good. He'll help people out. But I'm rolling with it because that's where they're going with Jalen Hurts, so let's see what he's got.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I mean, if the competition is between Flacco and him, of course he's the guy. But every time a quarterback comes available, Philadelphia seems to be sniffing around. You know, all the trade rumors about Deshaun Watson, that they're trying to get Deshaun Watson. So I'm not so convinced that they're sold all the way on Jalen Hurts. I think this is a big year for him. He had some sparks, but he also had some missteps last year for Philadelphia that made people say maybe he's not as good as they think. So I'm not all the way there on Jalen Hurts.
Trolling and rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Now, Michael Jordan's team has been known, the Charlotte Hornets, has been known to make some questionable decisions in the past, but they might be on a hot streak. They drafted reigning rookie of the year, LaMelo Ball, second overall last year. He's coming back healthy and ready to play. And earlier today, the Hornets signed Terry Rozier to a 4-year, $97 million contract extension. Rob, trolling or rolling, extending Rozier was the right call for the Hornets.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
I don't know about signing off on the Hornets doing everything right now, but I think this was a situation that made sense, and it's not like they gave him $200 million or something. I mean, $97 million for 4 years is very manageable in the NBA, and I think it was a smart move.
All right, I'm gonna troll it. I'm trolling.
Oh, man. Wow. Hey.
Got to troll it. Here's why. The Hornets don't make many right moves. So that being said, if you look at it, this was not a good move. Because, you know, Michael Jordan operates the franchise as if it is a small market team. It's not a major market franchise. And, you know, in a market like Charlotte, what you really need to do is be competitive, have people show up, and you'll make your money. In a market like Los Angeles or New York or Chicago, even though the Bulls have been down, it's a very different story. I think they've made questionable moves in the past, so I'm not sure this one will work out, and that's why I'm trolling.
And we should wish Martin Weiss a very happy birthday. His birthday was on the 17th. Martin, happy birthday.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Happy birthday.
32 years old.
32. That's unbelievable. You're over the hill now, right, Fred? Tell him. It's all downhill from here.
No, not till you get to 50. Then forget it. Then lay down. Hey, Martin, how'd you celebrate your birthday?
I folded some clothes, did some laundry, and I got a pedicure, actually.
There you
did
go.
Did you really?
Got a pedicure. My first pedicure of my life. I got a pedicure.
Well, you're not supposed to get one until you're 32, so you did it at exactly the right time.
And did you feel fresh and wonderful after it was all over?
I'll say this about my pedicure experience. Overall, I enjoyed it. I feel like I got like a mid-level pedicure. I think that if I had spent a little bit more and went a little bit more high-end, I would have enjoyed it more. However, I don't feel the need to go back anytime soon.
I want to know,
so
what's the difference?
Go back,
well, Martin, what's the difference between what you spent and the high-end pedicure? What do you get for more money?
Well, I feel like, you know, I felt like I was being sold. You know, a couple of different women were telling me, you know, sometimes they have mimosas there. They got the massage chair. They got,
that's over the top. Like,
yeah, I was like, let me go middle of the road. I don't want to go over the top and not like it, right? So I was like, let me get like the average. Right. Let me go get the Applebee's version of the pedicure and see if I like this. And then, you know, I'll go roof, you know, the high end white table steakhouse next time out.
Well, hey, you might have been lukewarm on it, but Joe, who gave you the pedicure, loved it. So
I will say I was. Yeah, I'll leave you guys with this. I was there for an hour and 15 minutes and I was the only man the entire time from start to finish.
I believe it, but that's a good thing. Pedicures are good, man. There's nothing wrong with them. Hey, Martin, again, happy birthday. We appreciate you.
Happy birthday.
All right, buddy.
That's right. All right. Coming up next on The Odd Couple, we'll revisit the Trevor Bauer, what happened today. He got a victory in the courtroom today, and what's going to happen moving forward. We'll do that and much more. Put a nice bow on this. It is The Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker and Fred Rogan in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker and Fred Rogan filling in for Chris Broussard. And we do need to know what theme this is, because, Fred, do you know what this is?
Is it canon?
USC Chris, what is this?
This is a little self-indulgent pick by me. It's called Cowboy Bebop.
This is a TV theme song?
Yes. Yeah.
And what was the name of the show?
Cowboy Bebop. It was a it was something that came on late night on Adult Swim.
Dude, whoa, this is like, so come on. Are you kidding me? USC Chris, really?
Yeah. Cowboy Bebop.
I know, right? Like, what we would know this.
Was that the name of the show, Cowboy Bebop?
Yeah, it was called Cowboy Bebop. It was kind of a science fiction Japanese show. It was very fun. But I've played Golden Girls. I've played plenty of other stuff. This one was for me on the way out.
But in this one, would cowboys bebop?
That's a very good question. We will have to find out.
All right.
We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. All right, Fred, you've been covering this story. And for people who are just joining us, Fred Rogan has covered sports in Los Angeles for 41 years, and the Trevor Bauer story in the Dodgers is just one of those really, really interesting, like, stories, because there's so many things and layers. But today, Fred, you can give us some more insight. Trevor Bauer did win in court, right? There will not be a order of protection for the next 5 years for the woman who alleges that he assaulted her.
Correct. And so what we found today is Trevor Bauer has been on administrative leave ever since the story broke. And the woman allowed a picture of herself to be posted online. And once you've seen it, you can't unsee it. So this was not a criminal trial, although it appeared to be at times, but it wasn't. Right. This was only to extend a protective order. Now, the Pasadena police are still investigating, and MLB is conducting its own investigation. So for now, Trevor Bauer remains on administrative leave. If they had ruled in favor of the woman today and the protective order would have been extended, that didn't mean Trevor Bauer was convicted of anything.
No. Right.
So the question now becomes, what happens? Well, baseball has to conduct and finish their investigation. So does the Pasadena Police Department. You wonder if it went this way today in favor of Trevor Bauer, how is it going to play out with the other two investigations? And really, Rob, the two issues on my mind are, A, if in fact they don't charge him with anything, they don't charge him. The Pasadena Police don't charge him. Major League Baseball has sat him. I don't think he'll pitch again this year. But let's say their investigation in their mind, although I don't think it will, but in their mind turns up nothing, then he is eligible to come back and pitch. So if that's the case, A, if you are the Dodgers, do you want him pitching for you? Maybe some franchises would say, yeah. You know what?
I don't see it with the Dodgers, Fred.
See, that's the thing. I don't see it. And the other side is, you, as a listener, as a fan, would you be supportive of the team allowing him to go back out there? Innocent until proven guilty. That's true. But if you run a business and you have a brand, you don't want to bring someone in that goes against the brand. Initially, they knew that Trevor Bauer was a wild card. They just didn't expect this.
No. And Fred, you just said it. Once you've seen something and you know, like, what his lifestyle is, and I brought up Donald Sterling. Like, it's one thing if you might question Donald Sterling's character and wonder, but Fred, when you hear the tape, is there any doubt to it?
Right? Absolutely not.
Right, and that's the difference. That's why I think whenever there's, like, pictures or video, we brought up Ray Rice. And granted, he was on the downside of a career, but he went from a 2-game suspension, right, Fred, without seeing the video, to persona non grata.
Correct.
Now, there's a big difference.
Somebody in the league, by the way, after he was suspended, could have signed him again. But he was at the downside of his career. Look at Aroldis Chapman when he was playing in Miami. He ends up playing for the Mets. Okay? They decided, after he served his suspension, we're going to roll the dice and we're going to bring him in here. So it really is case by case.
And you don't have to be convicted for the leagues to act against you. That's the other thing people need to understand.
Right. There are specific wording in the collective bargaining agreement that allows the league to do what they believe is in the best interest of their business. Baseball's a business. The Dodgers are a business. And that's what we'll find out in the coming weeks. How will the investigation play out? And then, what will each entity, Major League Baseball and the Dodgers, do?
Yeah, Fred, you know the Dodgers. You've been around forever. It's a classy organization. It's a family atmosphere at Dodger Stadium, right? This isn't some wild willy place. Kids are there. It's a family setting. I just don't believe he'll ever throw a pitch for the Dodgers.
Yeah, and Rob, I tend to err on the side of what you're saying, but consider this. On our show today here in Los Angeles, we open the phone lines and we ask the question, okay, if he is exonerated, if he is not charged, would you want him back? I thought it would be 80% no. It was split, 50-50.
Really? 50-50. Yeah. So there were people who said, I saw the pictures, I know what he did, and I'm okay with it, him wearing that Dodger blue.
Yeah. There, it was 50-50. This is going to be really interesting.
It really will be. And I don't think his baseball career is over. Guys have done some bad stuff, Fred, and gotten second chances.
Right.
So I don't believe that he will never pitch again or never play. I just don't think he'll wear the Dodger uniform. That's the way I look at it. But I want to say, Fred, as always, thank you so much for filling in for Chris Broussard. It's always a pleasure having fun with you on the radio.
I look forward to it, Rob. You know, I wish Chris would take 8 months a year off.
Well, he's close to it. He does about 6 months.
Anytime you need me, I'm here.
No doubt. The great Fred Rogan from KNBC Los Angeles. And, of course, AM 570, the Rogan and Rodney Show in Los Angeles. All right. Keep it locked on Fox Sports Radio. The Odd Couple will be back on a Friday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.